Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Chita. Juanita Jemima Chita, better known as Jemima Chita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22nd, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemima Chita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Warna tawa beranjak tinggalkan wajahku terlihat jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu. Bahagia berkata tak hirau pandangan tersimpan dalam hati dalam jiwa bersama.
Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian government keeps on showing its serious care for Palestinians. Even the government also continuously supports Palestine by sending humanitarian assistance and many more. According to Director of the Middle East at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ahrul Sani Faturrahman, politically, Indonesian government supports Palestine in international forums. He also has his response related to the serious support of Indonesian government to Palestine.
Last February 26, we already launched the national campaign with the theme of Indonesia for Palestine, solidarity, real action, and new hope. So this launch of the national campaign is in was involving more than 33 Indonesian NGOs active in humanitarian assistance. So actually, we already get some information, get some hope. Other Indonesian humanitarian organizations also have their own initiatives, such as Basnas. They have initiative to build the Indonesian village in Gaza. And from Mercy, they will also renovate the destruction in Indonesian hospital in North Gaza. So this is in terms of humanitarian assistance, along with the continuous distribution of the emergency humanitarian. But from our side, from the government, politically, of course, we will continue to support the cause of Palestinians in all forums that we have access, bilateral, multilateral, and also with a cooperation with many stakeholders under the UN, such as the UN OCHA or UNRWA. And bilaterally, we will also plan for the Palestinians to provide them the capacity building program, economic development program, and also collaborative.
For more details, tune in to VOI Talk Building Hope in Gaza, available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Idul Fitr is just around the corner, and as always, Indonesians go back to their hometown, or locally known here as mudik. And the President Director of State Railway Company PT Kereta Api Indonesia, Didik Hartianto, stated the peak of the homecoming flow during the 2025-8 holiday period is projected to occur on Friday, March 28. He explained the government's work-from-anywhere policy for employees in government agencies and several private companies has led to the early movements of people traveling for homecoming. Even 10 days before Idul Fitr, or on March 23rd to the 24th, the Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister issued Circular No. 2 of 2025 on March 5th, permitting civil apparatus to work from anywhere from March 24th to the 27th. To manage the expected increase in public mobility during the national holiday and joint leave for the holidays of Nyepi 1947 and Idul Fitr 1446 Hijri, heads of government agencies may adjust the civil apparatus duties in their agencies with combined flexibility. Meanwhile, Rani, a train passenger heading home to Semarang, Central Java, told Antara State News Agency that the work-from-anywhere policy allows her to work more flexibly, enabling her to perform her duties from her hometown. Well, when it comes to Idul Fitr, or here we call it Lebaran, which is coming real soon, this next song is so suitable. Gigi, Lebaran sebentar lagi, or Lebaran is coming.
Lebaran sebentar lagi, berkuasa sekeluarga, sehari penuh yang sudah besar, setengah hari yang masih kecil. Alangkah asik pergi ke masjid, solat tarawih bersama-sama. Baca Quran, solat tarawih.
breaking the fast is a moment awaited by Muslims who are fasting. Breaking the fast in Indonesia is synonymous with takjil. Takjil comes from Arabic, which means to hasten. In the context of fasting, takjil is synonymous with food consumed when breaking the fast. The term takjil is in line with the hadith narrated by Bukhari Muslim, which encourage people who are fasting to hasten breaking the fast. Indonesian people often take the time just before breaking the fast to look for takjil. It is also an opportunity for small traders to earn a living from Ramadan.
Okay, listeners and viewers of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are right now, I'm standing here at the center of Bendungan Hilir Market, where this place is usually become the most favorite place for Muslims in Jakarta to find food for breaking their fast.
Literally, the spending time at the afternoon looking for takjil to break the fast, locally known as ngabuburit, has become part of activity of some Muslims in Indonesia. There are many choices of takjil that can be chosen to break the fast, starting from snacks, cold drinks, hot drinks, and so on. In Indonesia, the term water takjil was once popular. This term is synonymous with people competing to get the desired takjil to break the fast. Sometimes the excitement of hunting for takjil also attracts the attention of foreigners, even though they are not fasting.
From Thailand, I like morning coffee.
Yeah.
With so many choices on offer, what is your favorite takjil?
Word of the day. Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. A quote by Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari. Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari is an ulama, national hero, and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's reader, so his ideas can be a reference for generations. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Begitu dingin.
When you see this cake, you might think it's a pancake or dorayaki. But this is Khamir cake from Pemalang, Central Java. Khamir cake comes from a mix of Arab and Javanese culture. It's made from flour, eggs, sugar, and fermented cassava or tape, giving it a unique taste, sweet, soft, and slightly. It looks like Japanese dorayaki or American pancake, but khamir is denser and has a special flavor from fermented cassava. While dorayaki is filled with red bean paste, and pancakes are served with syrup, khamir can be enjoyed plain or with modern toppings. So, have you tried kue khamir? If not, you must try it.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play. Kalintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, kalintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, kalintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, kalintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kalintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kalintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden face which functions as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kalintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Telur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakini. In the development, kalintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kalintang, let's listen to kalintang rhythm. consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaisa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inatawing melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given closed paths, like gamelan path. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instruments from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Kolintang Rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Keroncong song entitled Sandaran Hati by Restianad with Mafia Keroncong. The song written by Noe and popularized by the Indonesian music group Leto was released in 2005. This song is about human's relationship with God. It has a deeper meaning than relationships between people. The song describes a person who is in darkness and helplessness when undergoing a phase of life. So this song can be a reminder for humans that the Creator will always strengthen people. By remembering the Creator, a person will uphold his obligations as a human being towards his God. Well, listener, here is the Keroncong version of Sandaran Hati by Restianad featuring Mafia Keroncong. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, on this edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song entitled Untungnya Hidup Harus Tetap Berjalan, or Fortunately Life Must Go On, by Mostly Keroncong. The song expresses someone's acceptance of a life journey that is not always easy, but she realizes there are always good things to be grateful for. The song was released in June 2024 and popularized by a singer from Surabaya, East Java, Bernadia Ripka. This song was created by Bernadia with Petra Sihombing. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Untungnya Hidup Harus Tetap Berjalan by Mostly Keroncong. Happy listening.
Persis setahun yang lalu, ku dijauhkan dari yang tak ditakdirkan untukku. Ragukan rencana Sang Maha Penentu.
Cinta dan dulu cahaya kini berserikan. indahnya dunia yang seiring menyambut jawaban segala gundamu. Walau badai menghadang, ingatlah ku kan selalu setia menjagamu. Berbah kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Setiap waktu wajahmu yang ku selalu baca langkahku. Kau abadi selamanya seperti bintang yang sinarnya terangi seluruh ruang di jiwa, membawa kedamaian. Walau badai menghadang, ingatlah ku kan selalu setia menjagamu. Berkelah kita lewati jalan yang berliku tajam. Detak yang kau rasakan kan jadi bagian hidupku bersamamu. Tetakkanlah segala
Newsline. Indonesian Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mutia Hafid and Secretary of the Nanning City Party, Guangxi Province, China, Nong Cheng Wen, discussed Indonesia's digital transformation and opening up opportunities for AI use in agricultural and smart city development. Minister Hafid noted during the meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indonesia's interest in expanding cooperation in AI with Nanning City, considering its success in emerging as an AI-based smart city center. In the Indonesia's Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry has said decarbonization in the energy sector has exceeded the annual target that was set as part of the larger goal to achieve net zero emissions by 2060. Director of various new and renewable energy at the ministry, Andrea Febi Misna, said the realization of decarbonization was about 147 million tons of carbon dioxide, or 5.61 million tons higher than the target. For 2030, the Indonesian government is targeting to decarbonize the energy sector by 358 million tons of carbon dioxide. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.